Gmail James Driscoll. When Ryan White Act, social service agencies are being reported as hate and toxic work environments on the employee review site of it Glassdoor, reviews provided within this text region to region, nationally systemic problem. Martin J. Driscoll. Saturday, December 1, 2018 at 1:30 a.m. to Jennifer Bramer, jennifer@fapinfo.org, Michael R. Maynard, client advocate of James Driscoll, Mary Zatona, exec director, FAP 180 Degrees About Face. Ali He at LeahyLegal.net CC, Mike Check at ARCW.org, Chief Executive Officer Daryl J. Vigil MBA, Angela Keady, Jamie Vilar Lobos, Sue Lowe, Digital Content Manager Desert AIDS Project, Michael Muller Patient Experiences Manager Desert AIDS Project, Jobs at CascadeEds.org, Info at APEB.org, Bonnie at RealUpHuman, Hashansarama-Guardianship@GrewUpFlippin, Administrative Supervisor, webdomain/@dphdsbcounty.gov/publicshealth, Ryan White Program, TruthFinder Help, help@myhyphedeam.com, SupervisorGonzales@sbcounty.gov links corrected. Online reviews https://www.tinnypulse.com/blog/how-ceos-should-handle-negative-glassdoor-reviews Marketing Public Relations. How to Manage and Respond to Glassdoor Reviews by Laura Lake. Updated March 22, 2018. Technology has changed our world, the way we work, the way we live and the way we communicate. It's also changed the world of our businesses. The things we used to be able to keep behind closed doors is now often publicized. Dirty little secrets are often no longer secrets, but rather put out in the virtual world for all to see, read and judge our companies by. While there isn't a business that is perfect in matters of service, product perfection or even workplace culture, the more a business fails in these areas, the more it is apt to find itself online with poor ratings, customer backlash and now even anonymous employee reviews at a social website called Glassdoor. How much damage can Glassdoor reviews do when it comes to employee recruitment and the overall public relations of your company? Glassdoor is a website that clearly has the ability to influence opinions when it comes to a company's reputation. It's a site that not only ranks high in search engine results, but it's very easy to use to gain the insider view of a company. I'm amazed at how many companies aren't familiar with Glassdoor and haven't done a pulse check on information that is out there. Let this article serve as your wake-up call. Glassdoor may not only be impacting those applying for jobs, but it could be causing issues with closing sales deals if a potential customer or client reads negative reviews from your very own employees. Now, you can see why it's probably a bigger deal than you thought it was. So, what's next? Take a few moments to find your company on Glassdoor. It's as easy as going to Google and typing the following search phrase: Glassdoor, company name. As an example, I did a search on Glassdoor, Zappos. Zappos is known to have a stellar culture, so the results below don't surprise me. Out of 5 stars, they've achieved 3.7 and have over 110 reviews. Over 70% of employees recommend the company to their friends. The CEO Tony Hsieh has an 85% approval rating. Go ahead, give it a try. If you don't find your company, that's okay. You just know that in the future this is something you should keep an eye on. If you find your company and your ratings aren't as stellar as Zappos, what can you do? Great question. If you find there are several bad reviews and your overall score is low, it's probably time to go into damage control mode. Often companies think that if you just ignore it that it will go away, but just like other social media sites have shown us, like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, ignoring it doesn't make it disappear. Glassdoor does provide the ability to respond to reviews. By responding, you are showing that you are interested in feedback that has been left and that you take the reviews seriously. When responding, you want to be methodical and not just do it on a whim. To help below, I've provided a few guidelines that can help. Setting up a free employee account will give a company representative the capabilities to respond. It's suggested that you select someone that is responsible for managing your brand. This person could work in human resources, recruiting, public relations, or a marketing professional. Once you've established who will take on the responsibility to respond to reviews, spend some time establishing the company voice and keep the following things in mind. Own it by being transparent. Just like any other social site where you muster damage control, be transparent. If there is something that you need to own up to, such as a management change or a merger that has had an impact on morale, then be transparent when responding to the negative reviews. Bury the bad reviews. If there are very few reviews and they are negative, why not ask other employees to leave reviews? Glassdoor provides a template and you must follow their guidelines and not incentives reviews, but if you feel current reviews present the real picture, there is nothing wrong with asking others to post. If you find that most reviews are negative but yet have a significant amount of reviews, you may have a bigger problem that needs to be addressed. Identify the communication breakdown. If you see a lot of reviews complaining about the same things, you may have an internal communication gap, and it could be beneficial to do an internal communication audit to find out where the breakdown is happening. Is it in the recruitment process or after the hire date? Knowing this will help in clearing up any issues. Pay to decrease visibility. Okay, you can't really pay to have the review removed, but you can utilize advertising opportunities with Glassdoor that will help push the negative down further on the page. Adverting space will enable you to showcase awards, promote positive reviews, and highlight career growth. While I understand that Glassdoor can be one more social site that can cause you a great deal of frustration and one more thing to manage and do, try to put it into a positive perspective. You can use this information to find where improvements could be made to enhance the overall company culture of your company as employees see it. Hashtag conspiracy exposed terminates this app Google search hashtag topic tag Glassdoor reviews that deserve to have a company respond a response of responsibility. If there is no progression to a response, then what is said in these negative Outlook reviews must hold and remain unanswered to be the truth. What are you all hiding? What is the big secret that you don't want to tell clients? What is the big deep dark-seated secret that you don't want to be given awareness to the general public? What is lurking by this silence of not providing an answer for these Glassdoor and Google reviews? Let's first from this time frame of November 30, 2018, let me first involve my local interfaced Ryan White Care Act-funded social service agency. What I am implying directly, not indirectly, is that there is a Federal Bureau of Investigation cover-up to turn a blind eye to this condition of hashtag government-sponsored hate. Prove me wrong and follow the advice offered in the above recommendation and respond to your negative Outlook Glassdoor reviews. The employee review reporting of negative aspects of company operations, this has significant direct, not indirect, impact on clients' tier based below employee standards of care and quality of services provided. What is happening region to region? These Glassdoor reviews fall into a select few common themed review reporting. 1. Toxic work environments filled with hate-based leadership of racism or other biased conditions. 2. Retaliation or extreme resistance against change. 3. Distrustful work relations by upper management against employees. 4. Ghost or uninvolved upper tier management in daily operations and staff relations. 5. Board of directors distant from employees and/or clients. 6. How employee dysfunctional interface to company culture negatively impacts the client tier level services provided. In the below Glassdoor reviews for several select Ryan White Care Act agencies, a notation to the classification order above of the employee review condition status will be noted in the review text. Now let's get to the reviews. Foothill AIDS Project, San Bernardino and Greater expanded to the Inland Empire Regional Service Area of the Ryan White Care Act funded social services network for so-called supportive net of services offered to persons living with HIV/AIDS in the United States. Before I get into the Glassdoor reviews for Foothill AIDS Project, which are kind of lightly portrayed, let's pull in a Google review for the San Bernardino location, hashtag see Google review, / on desktops and laptops, non-mobile device phones. This link redirects to a very long URL established by Google to pop up the Google reviews for a particular Google Maps entry. Aaron Jacobson Local Guide 1 review a year ago. This agency is FRAUDULANT in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. Glassdoor reviews on file for Foothill AIDS Project https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/foothill-aids-project-reviews-e28047-1.htm Foothill AIDS Project Foothill AIDS Project Reviews 3 Reviews February 3, 2016 Foothill AIDS Project Logo, OK, star former employee, anonymous employee in San Bernardino, CA doesn't recommend neutral outlook I worked at Foothill AIDS Project. Less than a year, pros helpful to HIV people and addicts cons boss is self-centered and non-trusting. 3, February 22, 2016 Foothill AIDS Project Logo, administrative chaos, former employee, case manager in San Bernardino, CA doesn't recommend neutral outlook I worked at Foothill AIDS Project full-time. Less than a year, pros staff with direct consumer contact are a phenomenal group to work with. Staff was instrumental in assisting with learning job position. Cons supervision and training by management are limited and/or non-existent, 4, yet staff is held accountable. Administration does not appear to be a cohesive unit. 4, no team building strategies in place. 4, computer systems are way behind industry standards advice to management smile. Speak to your staff. Ask them how their job is going. Sincerely listen to them and affect change. 2. Update your computer hardware and software. December 4, 2013 Foothill AIDS Project Logo, it was like working in a family, with all the pros and cons involved. Current employee, housing department in San Bernardino, CA recommends positive outlook I have been working at Foothill AIDS Project full-time, more than a year, pros wonderful supervisors and super caring lay staff. Good medical benefits and a 401k. You really feel like you are helping others. Cons some political infighting and things you cannot say without retaliation, too, though nothing illegal. Advice to management trust your wonderful staff, 3, as much as possible. Now let's get into history. My first interface sign-up with Foothill AIDS Project was in 2007 after a very hateful targeted campaign against me from Oakland CA led to an out-of-control situation and an eviction on file and documented to the web. Case WG06266106. With my new agency interfaced in my very hometown, I thought I was safe from the haters. But I was wrong. But I was able to have a letter of mental health advocacy issued by then mental health program director Dr. Howard Newsom. Organizations to fuck it up human.net to Foothill AIDS Project / Mental Health Advocacy Litigen 2007-loudcryingface.png Click on image to link to QR code link page FAP San Bernardino 362 Orange Show Lane, San Bernardino, CA 92418-909-884-2722-F909-884-2732 Website http://fapinfo.org January 23, 2007 To whom IT may concern, Mr. James Driscoll has been a client of mine for individual psychotherapy since October 30, 2006. He has been attending Foothill AIDS Projects, FAP, Living Well with HIV/AIDS, Men's Support Group on a weekly basis since September 2006. He was self-referred for individual psychotherapy. Mr. Driscoll sought treatment for a high level of stress and anxiety primarily regarding his housing situation. He became homeless in Oakland earlier in 2006 and is currently residing with his family and extended family in San Bernardino. In addition to his unresolved eviction in Oakland, he was not able to secure immediate housing through the AIDS housing program in San Bernardino County due to a waiting period for each new applicant. These events resulted in Mr. Driscoll experiencing a high level of anger and frustration. While in both settings of therapy, men's support group or individual psychotherapy, Mr. Driscoll accepts the fact that he has an upfront, in-your-face style of confrontation. The men and I have come to realize that his style is primarily a reaction to his extreme level of frustration and we have learned not to be put off by his style. In these affirming settings, he has learned to modify his style of confrontation which should continue to improve. I have also been impressed with how Mr. Driscoll has sought out resources on how to understand and to cope more effectively while experiencing an almost complete lack of support from agencies and individuals. One such resource was the book Please Understand Me, Character and Temperament Types, Kiersey, Davison Bates, Marilyn. His mental health and HIV health status were both clinically affected by his housing crisis in Oakland and here in San Bernardino. He is currently responding well to the treatments and his prognosis is good. However, I believe that until there is an appropriate resolution, he wants an absolution, of his housing conflicts, he will remain in a vulnerable state regarding his overall HIV and mental health status. Sincerely, Howard W. Newsom PhD, PSY8868 Email, howardofapinfo.org End of letter. Click on image to link to QR code link page. Further addendum updates to this thread. The following Glassdoor reviews will be provided and noted as above to the category of the different classification status of employee culture that is reported by these employee reviews. Ref, http://foothillaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net. A net presence binding knot of peace building known as Mapatapo, http://jenniferannbramey.fuckeduphuman.net. A net presence binding knot of peace building known as Mapatapo, http://michaelraymaynard.fuckeduphuman.net. A net presence binding knot of peace building known as Mapatapo, http://marisa-tona-fuckeduphuman.net. Other agency involvement references, http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckeduphuman.net. A net presence binding knot of peace building known as Mapatapo, http://angelelizabethkidi.fuckeduphuman.net. A net presence binding knot of peace building known as Mapatapo. Also documented as Denver involved hate factors, http://rockymountaincares.fuckeduphuman.net. A net presence binding knot of peace building known as Mapatapo, http://oilapropital.fuckeduphuman.net. A net presence binding knot of peace building known as Mapatapo, http://chesnickleandjohnapartments.fuckeduphuman.net. A net presence binding knot of peace building known as Mapatapo. Once relocated from Denver, hate retaliatory eviction based endgame agenda, reaching out beyond Foothill AIDS Project has these involvements. http://desertadesproject.fuckeduphuman.net. A net presence binding knot of peace building known as Mapatapo, http://cascadedsproject.fuckeduphuman.net. A net presence binding knot of peace building known as Mapatapo. Collective research results of the Ryan White Care Act funded agencies, region to region, are found in this directory. This involves agencies that are not a part of my contact stream of involvements. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed cramobone truth to all time human history, /glassdoor.com/HIV/AIDS/services/organizations/employee-of-use/ some notable positions against the Ryan White Care Act agencies, as the above Google review states, run as far and as fast away from these agencies, https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-colorado-health-network-rv2317721.6.htm Colorado Health Network October 29, 2018 Helpful. 1. Colorado Health Network Logo, Stay Away, Former Employee, Medical Case Manager in Colorado Springs. CO doesn't recommend negative outlook, disapproves of CEO. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time, more than 5 years. Pros: this unfortunately is a area that there is nothing to promote, as there are no pros to this job. Cons: EEOC violations, confidentiality compromises of the people they are supposed to protect, pay is below average and benefits are horrible. The CEO is below the bottom of the swamp in regards to leadership. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-desert-aids-project-rvw836859.htm Desert AIDS Project October 20, 2015 Helpful. 5. Desert AIDS Project Logo, If you have integrity and concern for the AIDS patient, go elsewhere. Former employee, case manager in Palm Springs, CA doesn't recommend negative outlook. I worked at Desert AIDS Project full-time. More than 3 years. Pros: things have become very bad here. Cons: a true lack of care for the AIDS patients new to the area. Denial of medical is frequent for many unqualified reasons. Mostly, to save money and add perks to the current administration. This place claims to give treatment to the uninsured, but we have had to deny them treatment many times. Advice to management: start over with a fresh group from the top down. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all time human history, /glassdoor.com/HIV/AIDS services organizations employee of you /cascade%20oaids%20project%20%20%20%20glassdoor.ca.html Cascade AIDS Project, the 22nd of September 2015 helpful, 4, Cascade AIDS Project logo, disappointment and mendacity, former employee, not safe to disclose in Portland, OR, US, doesn't recommend negative outlook, disapproves of CEO. I worked at Cascade AIDS Project full-time, more than a year, pros the community members living with HIV are some of the most dynamic and resilient people you may ever meet. Working with those who are still suffering profoundly impacts you deeply and personally. CAP has a mostly young vibe and the work is interesting due to its complex nature. Downtown location is convenient. Cons management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict-avoidant to the point of dysfunction and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness, highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years, most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, Black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. CAP treated HIV+ staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they are claiming they serve, show less advice to management, stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore, it's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expense of programming and directives that empower. If you want to be a LGBTQ health center, then so be it, but do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV, because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV plus leaders, or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public health care model that delivers incompetent care. The community does not need public health zombies, we have them already. We also do not need tokenized minorities to cover for the heteronormative white middle-class faux professionalism that is the root of the HIV pandemic to begin with, and abundantly present in CAP management's ranks. There is a big problem when the public adores you and your clients and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike.